Blog Talk Radio.
About me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts, just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna.
Because you never know. You never, never, ever know. Especially around here in Mocha City, you never know. 4/29/2021, we are back for, unfortunately, the last show of the season. Not series, just season. So don't y'all get ready to go nowhere too far. We're going to be back. Yeah, it's the last show of the season. But we got a good one for you, so hang tight. Man, you know, it seems like every time, you know, like last season, this season, it just comes up so fast. Not only the shows, but the season that we wrapped up. We were just talking about how we just had a year. I think it was, what was it? Was it the last week? We had an anniversary a year ago?
Yep. Last Friday.
Right, yep.
And for those of y'all who have been hanging with us since the beginning, I mean like the very beginning, we sincerely thank you for hanging in there. You know, we've come a long way from where we started, and we are so glad to be where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, indeed.
Again, we got a fantastic show coming up, a couple great topics. But before we start, as usual, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is B, Mr. Producer, and I'm going to introduce the crew, the best crew in the radio podcast business. We're going to start off with my right hand, the Boom Shakalaka himself. David, go ahead.
You know, there's a lot of things that can't make me chuckle, but that is not one of them.
Every time
you say that, I'm just laughing. This is David, a.k.a. David, a.k.a. Boom. Looking forward to a great show tonight. Glad you guys can join us.
All right, Ms. Parker.
Hey, everybody. This is Rila, a.k.a. Ms. Parker. I am so glad that you guys are here to join us this evening. We have a great show, and I'm so excited about this last show of the season. You guys sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right. And Madam Secretary, please go ahead.
Hey, it's your girl Mia, a.k.a. Madam Secretary. I am here. I'm ready. I have my snacks. I have my drink handy in case it gets hot in here, because you know we get hot in the studio. And I'm ready for our show. Yeah, ready for the foolishness. Please call in and give us a laugh tonight. We are ready. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, the phone number, if you're listening and want to call in, 516-387-1381 is the number. We're going to start with our first topic. And, yes, as usual, the MMS crew brings a hot-button topic out to y'all. This is regarding Mr. Steve Harvey. Most of you, he doesn't need no introduction because y'all know who he is. But I think these comments were actually from before and they just resurfaced. I don't think these are brand new comments. But
right.
Thank you. This is a comment that he made regarding if men and women can or cannot be friends. I'm going to read the quote that he was caught saying, if I get to it here. Hold on, give me just a second. It was kind of interesting. He says, this is his quote, he's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship we have. We remain, he's talking about men, we remain your friend in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door. I can't do his voice, but that's close I'm going to get. A chink in the armor, he said, in an attempt to dispel this myth of friendship. and the truth, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, and trust and believe that guy that you think is your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment he gets the opportunity, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to talk a little bit about that and all the logic, quote unquote logic, that goes with that. Boom, start us off. What's up with Mr. Harvey's logic there?
Well, you pretty much said what I was going to say. You know, he's a friend only because you have made it clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's not your friend, what makes it a friendship? So, to me, he's kind of contradicting everything. He's saying that you still can be friends, but that's as far as you can go. I don't get it. To where he's saying that men and women cannot be friends. I think 99.9% is what he said. I think that's way too high. I think it's probably 50-60.
Mm.
Only because I have a lot of female friends, and a lot of them are attractive. I'm not.
Me and Mia included.
Yes. But I don't want to date them. If that, you know, it's not, you know, it's not that they're not dateable. It's just I know where we stand as with the friendship. I'm not going to cross that line. So, but I enjoy the friendship so much, I don't even think about anything more than that. So, in my opinion, he's way off base. I think it's about 50-60%. But, I mean, I have a lot of my great friends, best friends are women. So he's kind of way off base, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Parker, what you got?
Well, I commend Steve. I commend Steve for knowing himself and his friends enough to know that he can't just be friends with a woman. Probably keeps him out of trouble and out of the doghouse. Mm-hmm. You know, he knows his limits. He knows his limitations. He said that he is incapable of being just friends with a woman. Now, with that being said, I think where Steve messed up is, because I'm a fan of Steve Harvey, but I think where he messed up is generalizing and saying that 99.9% of men in general can't be friends with a woman. He said it's only because the woman has made it clear that nothing else is going to happen, but that goes both ways. I have male friends, you know, when we said we were going to do this topic, I reached out to a couple of my male friends and I asked them, you know, are we friends because I made it clear that it wasn't going any further? And one of them said, we are friends now because I didn't shoot my shot. I didn't think that I was what you wanted. So at the beginning, he wanted to shoot his shot, but he felt like as he got to know me that he wasn't what I wanted. And so with that being said, he never shot his shot. So, you know, he messed up there. He just didn't shoot his shot, you know, so that was on him. But speaking clearly, no, he wasn't what I wanted, but by the same token, he could have been. Who knows? You know, so he didn't shoot his shot. I talked to another male friend of mine who said when he first met me, he said, Rila, you have a walk that no other woman has. And that walk attracted him to me, okay? So when he first met me, he was attracted to me. And he did, you know, want something different. But again, as we got to know each other, we both put each other in the friend zone. We knew that we would be better friends than we would be anything else. And he now today is one of my best friends, one of my closest friends. Nothing has ever transpired between the two of us. And if we even tried to have a relationship, I would be afraid that I would lose that friendship. And I don't want to risk my friendship with him for, you know, something that might make it or may not. You know, the risk is too big. So I think that Steve knows himself well enough to know that he's a dog and he can't be friends with a woman, just friends with a woman. That's one man's opinion, though. and his friends, mm-hmm. okay? But there are so many good guys out there who can be just friends with a woman who don't think of their friends as someone that they really want to get with. So that's my opinion on it. Steve is smart. He knows he needs to stay at home, or he don't need to be friends with a woman because Marjorie's going, you know, get him. You know, he might get in trouble. But there are men out there who can definitely just be friends with a woman. I have many male friends.
All right, Bill. All right, Madam Secretary, what you got? What you got going on this?
Yes, I definitely agree. Just how we actually, on our podcast, we have to say it from time to time. Listen, this is our opinion, our viewpoint, our perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that we say are going to apply to certain people, and certain people it will not. Something that I always live by and I love and I understand and overstand is that, guess what? There are certain things and that you may hear or you might experience that does not apply to you, and if it doesn't apply to you, let it fly. So,
that's right.
You know, for me, it's like, listen, there are certain people that, like, just like you said, Rila, they understand. They cannot have a friend zone situation because it's too much temptation. It's either work that they haven't done or work that they feel like they can't even cross. So they understand that, you know what, you need to stay over there because I might cross that line. But then I feel like there's situations, I feel like a lot of people don't actually have that conversation to understand. You can meet someone of the opposite sex, and they don't have to be someone that you date. They can actually just be a friend. But I don't feel like we have those conversations openly and set those boundaries like we will in a relationship to say, hey, you know what? I enjoy your company. I enjoy your conversation, but as a friend, just so it's upfront, you know, we kind of just play that role of, let's see what happens. Okay, yeah, I don't like this guy, you know. And then like you said, Rila, you're kind of like, yeah, we wouldn't work for each other, you know.
Right.
Going to work with. And then you have one party who's like, well, baby, if she gives me a little twinkle, you know, I might actually you know, so it's like I feel like we just need to have those conversations when you meet people at work, when you meet people at church, you know, hey, you know what, you are a really awesome friend. That's it, right? And to set that boundary so people understand that, no, you don't have to hit on me. You don't have to flirt with me. None of that foolishness. And then if I get into a relationship, you and my spouse can actually become friends as well, because I feel like if you can't do that, then you're not a friend zone type of person, and maybe you're not really my friend. You know, you have other intentions. So definitely people of opposite sex can be friends, and the same sex, people always try to dismiss the same sex, but let's be clear, you might lose your spouse to someone of the same sex. So just to put it out there, like, that's really limiting yourself if you have that mindset.
That's right.
So. That's my perspective.
And, so, Brian,
you know,
what say you?
So, you know, I kind of went through this because I've always had a real strong and not as popular stance on this, because here I am, just admitting it, part of me does agree with what he said. But like David said, the percentage, a little high. But There's actually two aspects to what he said that when I went back and I thought about this, talked it over with a couple of friends about what he was actually, what I think he was actually saying. And then he did say men and women can't be friends, which that, I will dispute that. But what I don't dispute was when he came back on the back end and said that most of those dudes are waiting for that chink in the armor. And if he had the opportunity, he would take it. That's where I think the percentage is probably higher, because I hear, and I believe a lot of dudes that say, I got XYZ female friends, and no, we haven't done. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we read the comments in the group. A lot of dudes were saying exactly that. I've never done it. I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm not saying that that's never happened. Matter of fact, I'll agree with you. What I don't agree with is that if it came down to it, as she said, this is absolutely free pass, go for it, that all of those dudes are like, nope, I'm a Boy Scout, the halo goes over my dad. That is where I'm like, no, bro, you can't pull that one over on me or yourself.
No.
Not again.
Not
now, if you're a committed relationship, that might be a situation. You might be, you might get a pass if you're in a committed relationship and you know that what kind of trouble that would cause. But there's a lot of dudes that come out, I got friends that we've known since grade school and I've never done it. Bro, I know you ain't done nothing. This conversation was about if you have the opportunity, would you? And that alone That's why a lot of dudes don't like other dudes around their girl for that fact. Not necessarily that he doesn't trust her, because, you know, people say it's about trust. Mm-hmm. It is the opportunity that it reminds me of the movie Brown Sugar. Best example of why I feel this way in the entire world. Everybody thought it was a cute story, right? You know, the friends that were friends that, you know, eventually got together in the end. Those were two marriages that got busted up because they were doing that. And then I know it's a movie. I understand that. But there was a little bit of truth to how that all went down, how close they stayed and how, you know, chummy they were and how much in each other's business they were. So, I mean, we knew it was a movie that was going to end up that way. But in real life, I can say that, yeah, the percentage, like David said, man, the percentage is way too high. But all these dudes throwing up the Boy Scout sign about, you know, if you're not committed and this friend offered it to him, they'd still say, no, not buying that one over here. That's just me.
Yeah, right.
Well, I would say that I did, like I said, I talked to a couple of my male friends, and one of them did say, he said, Riri, if indeed.
Right there.
He said, if indeed there was an opportunity, say, for instance, mm-hmm. you know, because he has a lot of female friends. And he said, you know, with you and I'm just going to talk about me and you. If indeed there was an opportunity, I would not take it. I look at you as my sister. So there is, I think there are levels to it. So I think that men, and I can't speak for men, but just talking to him, I think that there are levels to it. He looks at me like a sister. So that would be kind of like incest, where there, if he was friends with Mia, say, for instance, he might look at her like, you know, if something happens with old boy, then I'm going to try, you know, shoot my shot. So I think there might be, to me, in talking to him, that there might be levels to this thing, you know. So, and he also said that, because I did talk about the risk of losing your friendship, why would you cross that line? And he said, as long as it was understood up front and the two of us decided, you know, not me and him, but the two of, you know, them decided that they were going to get together and it was one time, then probably they could go back to being just friends. But if they were like BUDDYs, or, you know, they got friends with benefits and they started getting together, somebody is eventually going to start gaining some feelings. And
absolutely.
So at that point, the friendship would probably more than likely be over. And so that's why, again, I say that I'm not going to risk my friendship, not someone that I really care about and love like a brother. I would never risk my friendship, regardless to whether we were in a drunken stupor or, you know, what, or tempted, or he was really looking really good that night. I'm not going to risk, you know, what we have for a night of passion. That's just not, for me, that would just not be worth it. But he did say with some of his friends, you know, if the opportunity came, he would do it. So I agree.
Absolutely.
With you, but like you, and like Brian said, that the percentage is probably higher on that end of the spectrum than it is on the end of the spectrum of men and women being friends. I think it is higher on that crack in the foundation. So, yeah.
Right.
He was real honest about it, though.
I bet he was.
Yeah, you're right.
And we got a caller coming in. Caller, the last four of your number, caller, are 7759. 7759. Go ahead. You got a minute.
Oh, I'm just listening. This is Tiffany.
Hi,
Tiffany. It's my first time calling in. Well, thank you for listening in.
I'm glad to have you.
But I do feel it's important to get to know each other in the beginning so that you can decide at that point whether you guys are compatible or not.
Mm-hmm.
And decide, and, you know, and when it's understood that we're not compatible, I don't feel like we can't just be friends at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the reason why relationships shouldn't be rushed. Get to know that person first and decide whether you would like to be in a relationship with them. Because at the end of the day, I mean, at the end of the day, that friendship part is going to be the most important part of it anyway. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. No matter what direction it goes in, whether it goes
right.
in the direction of friends or whether it goes in the direction of being friends and a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, Tiffany. I agree wholeheartedly. I think people do rush into getting into relationships these days. As a, you know, you meet today on Tuesday, and then on Thursday, that's my girlfriend or that's my boyfriend, you know, and it's just not feasible. It's not plausible, I should say, that people should get into relationships that quickly. You don't even know that person. So it's really about getting to know that person as a friend before you move on to something else. But I don't think that's what Steve was talking about when he said men and women can't be friends. He's talking about the fact that men, you know, cannot have a relationship with a woman that is strictly platonic and strictly a friendship. And I think he's wrong in that aspect because I think men and women can. I just don't think he can.
We appreciate that.
Thank you so much for calling in, Tiffany.
I know we had some people chat in. You want to read some of this, Ms. Parker?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's see. C.R. Hackett, who is a member of MMS and Desert Mocha Singles. Remember, guys, we have several groups. We've got satellite groups that have been born out of the MMS, the Midwest Mocha Singles, and Desert Mocha Singles is one of those. And they say, most definitely wrong in my personal experience. I believe he believes it, though. And that's good. He does believe that. And he put it out there, you know, to discuss, for us to discuss. So that's what he believes, and that's what he feels, and I, like I said, I believe he can't. So, but right now, we've got to go pay some bills. So we'll be right back after the break. Please stay tuned and make sure you don't go anywhere.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6's new improved website lets you book a room and save more for what you travel for faster than ever. Even faster than you can find your keys, which you swore were right on the little hooky thing by the garage door where they always are, and we can land a robot on a comet, but we can't keep keys from disappearing. Oh, here they are. Left them in my jacket. Don't you hate that? I'm Tom Baudet for the new improved Motel6.com, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
All right. Welcome back to the Midwest Mocha Podcast. We had a great segment first time around. I think we still have some callers that won't call in. We have a caller with the last four of 1271. Again, the last four of 1271. You have 1 minute.
Hi, this is Renee.
Hi.
I was just going to chime in briefly, just really quick to support. You guys are doing wonderful things, kings and queens out there, this Mocha group. So I just want to commend you all.
Thank you so much.
So thank you.
I really think you guys did a great job. Oh, we love you. So. But I will say that there's two things going here. I see one is, can men and women be friends?
Mm-hmm.
That in and of itself, of course we can. Men and women can be friends. They can be great friends, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what he was talking about, and I know he went on talking about they can't be friends, but his point of women making it clear that, well, we're only mm-hmm. friends because women made it clear that this is not going anywhere else. That
right.
is very true in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I have many male friends, but I will also say that in many situations, I made it very clear that either we're not compatible or,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is not something that I'm open to. But I think that if I was to let my guard down or say, you know, come over for popcorn or some Netflix, they would be ringing my door
right
before I could hang the phone up.
Right.
So,
hey,
so,
big head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, right. I go down to my phone and look at all my good friends,
wow,
you know, that
great.
Are my friends that have helped me move, that have, you know, talked to my son for me or, you know, just anything. If I called one of those guys and said, oh, my gosh, will you come over, please? Can we watch a movie?
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't get to hang the phone up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
yeah, before he was at the door.
So I do feel like in that respect, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
probably so. I agree with
yeah.
Steve. But can men and women be friends? Of course they can. That would be a sad commentary if we couldn't be friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
know,
true.
So,
yeah.
You know, anyway,
right.
that's all I can say.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh,
we
appreciate so much.
Y'all keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Miss Renee. That was beautiful.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And she's so right. She's very right.
Yes, she is.
You know, but you know, the one thing I do have to say, just to piggyback on that a little bit, is that when I spoke to one of my male friends earlier today, he said,
mm-hmm.
Rila, I have friend zoned some women. You know, some of my female friends, they wanted something more, and I had
mm-hmm.
a friend zone then. So I think,
mm-hmm.
yes, it's probably more women who make that very clear, but there are some men out there who have to friend zone some women, too. So it can go both ways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let me
mm-hmm.
see. Carlton. Yeah. Carlton from member. He's from our West Coast singles. He said, I actually have a few platonic female friends, beautiful sisters too. We confide in each other about our relationships, our values, each other's insights, them receiving a male perspective and me receiving a female's perspective pertaining to whatever we're going through at the time. I feel that these kind of connections between the opposite sex are vital, especially when you both are trues. I know some
mm-hmm.
women who are more down than most brothers, shaking my head.
Come on.
So my answer
come on.
To this post is a resounding yes, 100%.
Love it.
Absolutely.
It's so true.
Yes, you need a break from always having that perspective, that barbershop talk or that beauty shop. You know, you need a break in that and have someone
right.
in another view.
Yeah.
So you even know how to an exchange with your spouse. It's definitely a great soundboard sometimes. So.
And like Renee said, you know, there are a lot of single mothers out there who, you know, might need their male friends to come over and talk to their sons or to be a role model to their sons. And there's nothing going on between, you know, he and the mother, but to have that male perspective as to, you know, how to talk to their son about a specific topic. Because there's one thing that we as women and mothers know is that we cannot be a man. We cannot be fathers.
So that's
important to have male role models around your sons. So, Renee, you were spot on there.
Spot on.
Do we want to read another comment or do we have, are we going to move on?
We have another comment.
Let's read the comment. Yeah, get a comment in there.
From Michael B. Michael B. is a member of our West Coast Mocha Singles, and he says, I don't know if I can have a fine female friend. I'm just friends. He said, I'm just friends with, except on Facebook, especially when I'm single. What's the point? I want you guys to respond to that. At least he's honest, too. But I want Brian and Boone to respond to that. What do you guys feel about that? You know, having a fine female friend. She fine. And
he said from a distance. So.
Right. He said not. He said I can be her friend on Facebook, but if she lives down the street, how's that gonna work out? So Brian, Boone, what y'all think?
You want me to speak from his perspective? Because I'm not
sure. From your
perspective. Oh, from my perspective?
Are they still fine? Are they still fine after they just friends? Are they still fine? Are you just looking at them?
Most definitely. I mean, you know, not to, you know, brag about our two sisters on the podcast, but y'all are fine.
Hello.
You know? I love and respect both of you. And I know that's, you know, like you said, there's levels to our situation. You know, we're brother and sister. I look at you guys as my sister, so it's that's it. And it doesn't go no further than that. I'm going back on what Wheeler said. There's levels to every situation, and for me, I have a lot of fine friends, but I know where the line is, and I would never cross it. I would never even think about it, to be honest. So,
but how do you feel about your spouse though? Because you know, all these men have these different viewpoints. So if you know, they're like, "Hey,
that's good."
How do you feel about your woman? And do you feel a certain way when she says, "Hey, I have 10 male friends"? You know, are you like,
No, I don't.
Okay.
What if that
male friend was Michael B? Because Michael B.
From the West Coast.
Yeah, from West Coast Mocha Single. He said he's single and she ran down the street and she's fine. So how does that work out for you? How do you feel about Michael B. being your spouse's, your girlfriend, your fiance's friend?
I'm not threatened by Michael B.
Okay.
Only because I trust my spouse.
You better say
that thing then.
Okay.
You better say that.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
No disrespect to Michael B. because I don't know him, but just that's just that's my opinion.
Right, Michael B. We're just using your question as a sounding board, but as a jump off point. But
I know some people were like, no friends, cut them off. You know, people are like.
There are people out there like that who are like, you know, why do you need female friends when you got me? Or why do you need male friends when you got me, you know?
Right.
So
that's
interesting.
Now, if it does become an issue, though, you know, she's going to be the first line of defense to cut it off. It's not going to be up to me, you know, because she's kind of like allowing it initially. But if it continues, then me and her are going to have a conversation.
Come on.
And then if possible, then me and him will have a conversation. So, it begins at home, you know what I mean? So it's a trust fight between me and the significant other.
That's good. That's good. Yep. Brian?
Well, since we're on the subject, I mean, I still have, you know, my reservations about the whole institution, but not long ago, actually somewhat recently, when talking to someone of interest, I remember when she told me she had male friends. Now, I'll admit that in my past, typically that was actually one of our other subjects. It was a red flag. If she automatically said, "I got male friends," I was like, look, back up. You know, let's ask some questions here. Because it was important. I wanted to know what kind, you know, if I didn't even ask you and you're bragging about how you've known this guy and he's been with you since the third grade and you sleep in the same bed naked and all that, and that's TMI. I don't want to know. But this particular lady was her presentation. She didn't try to jam it down my throat. She says, "Look, you know, if it came down to it, if you and I became an item, I ain't got no problem telling these dudes, look, you can't be calling me at 11:30 and 1 a.m. and, you know, calling me drunk and all this. You know, you are going to respect my relationship should I get into one. But right now,
definitely,
I am single, so I don't need to make that boundary." And that speech alone completely flipped me on the idea of male friends, because it's not the fact – I mean, I know there's dudes that exist in the world, like, you know, our boy Michael B. You know, I know that they're out there. But if she is okay at keeping them at bay for the sake of our relationship, then I ain't got no problem with it, and I won't have a problem with it. That'll make me sleep a whole lot better knowing that she's already got that mentality before I bring up, where I don't have to say, because I'm not the type that'll say, "I don't want this guy calling you," because I feel if I have to say something like that, we got a problem already, and then that's just not who I am. But
absolutely,
I may think it, and I may feel it, but I'm not gonna, I'm just gonna say it. So if she's handling that on that end, then it's a lot easier for me to, you know, feel good about it. I still, when it comes to Steve though, I still say that the friendship was one thing, but one thing that really needs to be addressed was if an opportunity is there, is that that's the thing that I was mostly focused on was a lot of dudes that, you know, a lot of, well, I don't know about a lot. I'd say there's some. There's a lot more, I think, than we probably a lot more that will admit it, that would take that opportunity. There's nothing wrong with taking that opportunity. If you're single and they're single, you know, there's really nothing wrong with it. But I think some don't feel comfortable admitting it because it always seems kind of sneaky. And I think a lot of dudes are like, no, I would never. You just need to be honest with it. You know, go ahead and say, yeah, I mean, if you left the door open, I'm going to go through it. I mean, you know, if it's unlocked, you know, that means I'm supposed to come in, right? That's just
Elijah No, who is a member of our West Coast Mocha Singles and Midwest Mocha Singles, he says, "Yes, men and women can be friends. I have plenty of beautiful female friends who I was never involved with sexually." So he didn't address the crack in the door, but he did address the fact that he has many, many female friends that, you know, are just his female friends. So I think it is definitely a topic that is individual. I think each person has to make their own decision. You know, Steve said he can't do it. That's what Steve said. Steve said him and his friends.
Right.
As for him and his house, he can't have no female friends. so with that said, he can't do it. And I ain't mad at him. If he knows that about himself, then that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So let's. I think we should move on to our next topic. Brian?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, yeah, that was a hot one. By the way, if you still got comments, go ahead and, you know, it's the last one of the season, so go ahead and throw them in there. But we are going to move to the next topic. And the next topic is something we got a lot of feedback on. It's something that everybody can relate to, and everybody's going to have a different opinion. But it is dating red flags. When you see someone, starts that red flag waving? And who wants to start us off with the red flag show? This one's gonna be good.
I can start.
Go ahead.
there's so many red flags, right? And
true.
I feel like as you evolve and as you have different relationships and situations, your list probably will change.
Mm-hmm.
For me right now, for red flags, I would look at if someone has an obsession with their ex.
Mm.
And in the capacity of, you know, I've seen people on first dates and, like, they are still speaking about their ex. Like, that's a problem. Because, like, are you over it? Like, you know, what's going on? Are y'all getting back together? You know.
Right.
So that would be a red flag. Another big one that I've learned a long time ago was, for me, I mm-hmm. want to see and understand how you interact and how you feel about your family.
Mm.
Because
for me,
I am a family person. And what mm-hmm. I understand is that if you have some type of feelings about family and it's not the same as I, it's probably mm-hmm. not going to work because you're going to get annoyed at how much family-oriented I am. So that's
right.
a big one, to see how they interact with their parents, their cut for everybody. You know, it's important
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
Another red flag for me is how they operate with money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of relationships fail because of finances. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their own love-hate relationship when it comes to money. But I feel like it's very important to understand that, listen, we both can't actually be aggressive spenders and not saving. It's not going to work.
Right.
But to understand that someone may have a problem to where it affects us if we end up in a committed relationship and end up, you know, being married, that's something that we should definitely be able to speak about and understand how someone works. So
mm-hmm.
that's very, very important to me. And then
that's good.
Just, you know, the big ones that people should always look at is, like, how do you deal with disagreements and how do you argue?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we are not hooping and hollering. We're not about to call each other names, because one thing that I teach my daughters, and they are young, listen, you cannot take things that you say away. I don't care how many sorries and all of that. Like, I'm going to remember if you called me a name. Like, I want to remember this. So, you know, I feel like that is very important. If someone is, like, very disrespectful to you, for me personally,
uh-huh.
it's not for everybody, but for me personally, that's a red flag. And I'm like, uh-uh, time to go.
Or if they're disrespectful to other women.
Yes.
Not just
like,
you.
I'm like,
if they're just, yeah, you got to
yes.
watch that.
We had that on one of our mm-hmm. shows. We talked about it on how you interact on social media, right?
Yes.
Like, if you're always calling people names and stuff and these this and that. Wait a minute, sir. How do you feel about
exactly.
women? That's the problem for me. So it's unattractive. And so I'm like, yeah. Mm-mm. So, yeah, those are my
good.
Top.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are great. That's why you're Madam Secretary.
Yes. It is perfect.
Yeah.
What you got, Ms. Parker?
I got a few as well. Inconsistency. I think that's my top one. So if we start out one way, let's keep it that way. Stay consistent. Stay, if you're calling me or if you're texting me in the morning saying good morning, or you're sending me a nice little meme, or you're sending me, you know, a rocket ship or something in the morning, then at that point, you've started something that obviously I enjoy and I look forward to. So continue that. And the same thing for me. You know, I have to be consistent with the way I make you feel, the things that I say to you, those kinds of things. The consistency for me is a red flag if you're not consistent. The other thing is one of the huge red flag for me is if you can't talk to me at night, if you can only talk to me when you're at work, or if you can only talk to me when you're in the car, you can't call me at 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, or if I can't call you, you know, in the evening times and I get your voicemail, that's a red flag for me. You know, there's something going on in the evening that's keeping you busy, that's keeping you away from me. So that's a red flag. I need to be able to visit your house, know where you live, that kind of thing. We can't date for 6 months and I've never been to your house. That, yeah, that's going to end that relationship really quickly. Leaving the room for phone calls or hiding your phone when you're texting. Yeah, no. If you have a phone call that comes in and we're together and you have you flip your phone over, that kind of thing, come on. I mean, that's a blatant red flag. So, yeah. And then never wanting to go out to particular places or wanting to go to just a particular place. You can't go to the popular place where everybody is. You got to go to the little bar, the lounge on the side street, you know.
With the dark light.
Yes, yes. You got to do that. Yeah, no, we're not going to do that, boo. I will not be hidden. I'm never going to be hidden. So we can't do that. That's a huge red flag. And then the last one that I have is that a person tells you one thing and then does another. So they say that they are one person. They send their representative. And then you start uncovering things. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to the signs. If you see the signs, do not ignore them. They are given to you for a reason. Use that gift of discernment. Pay attention when you're getting to know people. And that's, again, why you don't jump into a relationship, a full-fledged relationship with someone that you don't really know. Get to know those people. Watch for these red flags. And then make the decision, the informed decision, as to whether you want to continue that relationship or even get into a relationship with that person. So those are the ones that I had. So what say you, Boom? What you got?
Oh, man. Well, a lot of you guys said a lot of things that I was kind of going to say, and there's a comment in the chat that took a lot of my points, but there's one in particular that I wanted to touch on, and that's your family and friends don't like them.
That's good.
Now, I can see you can see if it's maybe one or two people that don't like them, okay? Yeah, okay. But if it's everybody,
right,
there's a problem. You know, there's something that they see that you don't.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know,
you might be too close.
Person, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's a red flag. If everybody says something's wrong, best believe probably something's wrong. They're not conspiring with each other to just say he's bad for you. He or she, I should say. But that's one thing that a lot of people don't recognize is it's a lot of people don't like this person. Yeah, there's something wrong.
That's good. That's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. In my opinion.
Right, well, we're going to pay some bills again, and then we're going to come back and start the final wrap-up, y'all. Final wrap-up.
Don't sound like that.
Aww.
Be back in a second, y'all.
One, two, three, four. Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas. When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta. The beer is Miller Lite. Like is it? See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all. Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, it's just and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com. Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone.
around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
And we are back. We've got some comments in the chat here. It's blowing up. People are commenting all over the place. Mia, go ahead and read. Reg is with us tonight. Our favorite.
Reg and the crew from Ireland. Hello, hello. Thank you for listening. They chatted and they said, hey, Mocha Mates, what's the good word in the States? It's sad to hear the season is ending, but that means seasons and not series. Is that right? Yeah.
That's right.
So, you know that simply one stand. If the series, and we may need to make a trip to the Midwest in the United States to make sure you are stay put and keep the show going. So we saw the questions before the show started, and we compromised a list of red flags that everyone contributed. So on behalf of myself, Stefan, Cheryl, Adrian, Lucille, Tan, Richard, John, and Melba, we submit this list to you all. We look forward to the next season already, and we will replay some of the old ones to tide us over until the new season begins. When is that exactly? Tell Boom Shakalaka that one of the girls here thinks he is actually Barry White reincarnated. If he wants to, he can milk that this weekend. Your secret is safe with me. Cheers. The South Plant Team 4. And they said their red flag list, they don't want the label, the relationship, after a few months of dating.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
don't feature them on the social media accounts. Or they put on their social media accounts as exclusive after a few days. They don't ever initiate dates.
Mm-hmm.
There's a power imbalance. You express your feelings to one another differently. One is all in and one has nothing going. And you are their best kept secret, I bet.
Secret. Man.
Wow. I bet.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a good list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was.
You know, that's
I got a feeling Reg made number three.
You think Reg made number three? What was number three?
Yeah, Reg put the second part of number three. Reg, I bet that's you, the one talking about social media. That just seems like that would be Reg, like, after a few days, like, no. I want to use his trademark phrase, but I can't use it on the radio.
You can't say it on the show. I'm the family. That's funny. You know, we've had some really, really good moments during this season, haven't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Some really good moments. And Red, you've been a part of a lot of those.
He keeps us going.
And the crew have been a part of a lot of those, Red. So we thank you. We thank you for being consistent and listening to us, sharing us with your friends, your family.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you and the crew and Teresa. Thank you so
much. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Brian.
I wanted to note that not only has Reg been consistent, I think he sent us a photograph at one time. If I remember correctly, wasn't his wife sick while back, and they were with us during that as well. I mean, they stayed.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's like 3:00 in the morning out there, and for those of you who don't know, he's been with us almost since the beginning. They have us on a live feed, so all the people you mentioned are co-workers of his. That's what they mean by the crew. And they listen to us while they're working because, they're, you know, he said one time there's not a whole lot on, but they just kind of found us by accident, and now they've been consistent. So we really appreciate the fact that they tune in, are so faithful to us all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We couldn't, like I said, we couldn't do this show without you guys. We appreciate you so much.
Right.
So with that, there have been a few of my favorite shows, like Boys Night Out. You know, you guys had a good time in that show. You left the studio a mess, as always, but that was one of my favorites.
I recommend that show to guys. I'd be like, you need to listen to these fellas because
yeah.
they're perspective and they're honest. So I always recommend it to other men to listen to it because I did enjoy it.
As do I. Yeah, my male friends, listen to that show because that
yes.
show is awesome. I appreciate the guy's honesty. You know what I mean? You guys
That's
are honest
I'm like,
on the show.
I need other people to mirror that. So I'm like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to this. Here, I got something for
Tap
you.
Tap in.
wow.
One of my other favorites was, of course, my favorite was our girls' night in.
Hey.
Mia and I had such a good time a couple of weeks ago, you know, sharing with you guys our perspectives on our topics and, you know, with the ladies calling in and the men even calling in to let us know, you know,
mm-hmm.
their perspective on our topics. So that show was so much fun. Had just the best time doing that. What were some of you guys' favorites from this season?
What you think, Boom?
You know, I can't really pick one. Well, here's the thing. I know the Girls' Night Out was or Girls' Night In was very well done.
Yeah, it was.
That was probably I would have to say that was probably my favorite show.
Oh wow!
Thank
yeah,
you. I would
yeah.
I would have to say that was my favorite show. I mean, you ladies just flowed with just it was like you guys have been together for centuries. You know, and I love all of our shows, but that one in particular,
mm-hmm.
that one, you guys really did your thing.
That
would be my favorite moment. We've had a lot. We've had many. That one probably.
Yeah.
Probably, but, I mean, we had a lot of crazy stuff. We had the visitor from, where is she from? New Jersey?
Yeah, from Jersey. Gloria.
Yeah, who's that chick?
Oh, Gloria,
You know, she popped in every once in a while. So, but I mean, you know, just everything in perspective with this season, I've learned a lot from each and every one of you guys.
Yeah.
You know, just you guys keep me on my toes and try to do the best that I can. So I appreciate you guys for that. And I look forward to lots more next season. I'm starting to get emotional, but,
Don't do it.
I want to tell the people that's listening, you know, thank you for tuning in. I mean, we've improved, look like every single week.
Thanks to
you guys. And we look forward again. We may do some, we're going to try to do even better than this season. So, you know, keep hanging in
there
with
us.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think you hit it on the head, though. Our listeners, even all the new members that we got, you know, from this season, from just listening in, and those folks who weren't even members who have called in and listened in this season has been amazing. The feedback you guys have given us and even your vibe and, you know, your interaction has just been amazing this season. So we appreciate you. Make sure you stay tuned and come on back next season. Brian, what you got?
I mean, yeah, the last Ladies Night Out was phenomenal. And, you know, we're always going to be somewhat biased because, you know, we know and love y'all. But, you know, when you get the comments from people who had never heard us before on that show, there were so many, you know, comments about how well y'all flowed and how well it sounded. I mean, we've got compliments on every show we've done, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That one, it was made because it was such a large audience. It was the first time I think that we broke 30K, and
wow,
it, It was international comments. I mean, again, you know, I can see who's chiming in for the first time, and they were all like, you know, they sound like they've been together so long. So, you know, to piggyback on Boom, it does kind of bring a tear to you when you see something that, you know, we took from scratch. I mean, literally, we made these things. Mm-hmm. We started with the flour, salt, the sugar. We wasn't no ready made.
Right.
We built this from scratch. And
right.
Then, you know, the music you had on me, that one, I got to admit, that one is definitely one of my favorites. The only other one that gets anywhere close to it was, you know, going back since we've been around for a year, the first one that we did.
The very first show.
It was really all ours. Because
yeah.
y'all listening, we all easily lost 10 to 15 pounds of sweating when that first show went off.
Oh, my
and
God.
Yes, we
you
did.
You go back and listen to it, and it sounded pretty good. I mean, it did sound good, but we were oh, my God, were we nervous. And, you know, so, and we've come, you know, so far from that. You know, we definitely want to take a second to thank our sponsors who have been there for us the entire time, giving us feedback, giving us encouragement, you know, through all of this. There isn't a show that's better than anyone, but yeah, I said those two are the ones that always will bring the little twinkle to the eye.
Aww. Aww. Wow. So another season in the books. Madam Secretary, what you got?
Love it. I definitely, you know, the ladies' night, the fellas' night out, of course. Like I said, I recommend fellas' night out because I just love the perspective and the honesty. I always appreciate that because I feel like a lot of times men don't have the opportunity to do that. So anytime, I'm always supportive of that. Yep. And definitely, I remember we did a show about marriage and taking your spouse's last name, and it's like flirting instead of cheating. Like, we had some hot ones where people like calling in. So I like doing
courting
those controversies.
Versus dating.
Yes, those were some good ones. And like you said, we've been through technical difficulties. We've been sick, you know, still going. Like, we just all different kind of things. And we're like, okay. And every show, we're like, oh, my God, here we go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then it goes so fast, like an hour, and it's over. And we're like, wait a minute, that's it? You know, we have more to say. So definitely we can't wait to come back next season. We'll be right back at you. Make sure if you want, you know, you can definitely listen back to all of our episodes to keep you going every night. You can replay all of them. Follow us on Facebook. Follow our pages. Interact with us. Shout us out. Give us comments. And, of course, look us up now on Instagram as well. We love you guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. Awesome. Well, unfortunately, we know what time it is.
Yeah, we do.
Unfortunately.
We're about to do the soul train. Can we do the soul train?
For real. Please.
Wow.
So, I guess we can't do the soul train. We'll get copyrighted. We can say the soul mass transit system.
Right.
Oh, my
goodness. All right. Hey, Boom, why don't you start taking us home, Bo?
Yeah, the Simpsons reference.
There you go.
I can't believe we're getting ready to sign off for a few weeks, months. You know, we don't know exactly, but we will keep you guys posted. But as always, enjoyed the show. Enjoyed you guys. Thank you for having us. Thank you for listening to us. And like I've always said, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So till next season.
Yay.
Amen. Thank you, girl. All right, Ms. Parker.
Yeah, I can't believe it's over either. But, again, we'll be back. It's not like we're going anywhere. We are going to be right here, same bat time, same bat channel, next season. Thank you all so much for making this show a success, because without you, we couldn't do this every week. So we appreciate you so much. I can't wait to see what we have in store next season. So stay tuned.
Thanks again, and we'll see you next season.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Yes, yes, I am smiling from ear to ear. You know, I didn't even get through my drink or my snacks because I was just so excited. And it was just a lot going on. Like, I'm so sad. But we will be back. Stay tuned. Keep your eyes peeled. We need to bring some foolishness for you guys next time. And just, we love you. I love my podcast group, too. I love you guys, too.
I love you guys, too. And make sure you interact within the groups on Facebook. Make sure you do that.
Absolutely. We love the callers. We love the people who chat and text in. We always appreciate it. So we will see you next season.
Absolutely. And this is Mr. Producer signing off for the last time for this season. Like we said, we will be back. Again, I just have to do a special shout out to this crew. Y'all, again, so much work goes into this. Definitely could not happen without them. They were here when I actually got COVID, couldn't do the show. They kept it going. Love, so much love goes out to these folks right here, the best radio crew in the biz. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give yourself a round of applause. Shoot.
We love you, man. We love you, man.
And
thank
we will be
you.
Back in a couple of weeks. We'll be announcing, so stay in touch with us. As they said, Instagram, Facebook, that's where we'll be at. We will be back. Stay tuned. Love you. Until then, be good.
Or try to be.
Or don't.
Y'all, we need a babysitter.
You know I'm not acting right.